Think about what it must be like to be a drug addict in college. How do you avoid temptation with parties all around? How can you get help without revealing that you're breaking the law and risking your future? Some colleges are now working to bring the problem out of the shadows. They're creating programs that cater to recovering addicts. NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
In murder mystery novels, when the hero, private detective, or homicide cop drops by a late-night AA meeting to stave off a sudden craving for a beer or two or 20, it's usually in some dingy church basement or dilapidated storefront on the seedier side of town. There's a pot of burnt coffee and a few stale donuts on a back table. The Center for Students in Recovery at the University of Texas could not be more different.
Okay. So I know people will go ahead and get started. So today we're going to go around the circle and check in.
Sierra Castedo is the director and is hosting Thursday night sober check-in at Belmont Hall.
And that's just an opportunity for the students to come together as a group, hold each other accountable, and literally just check in about their week.
In a bit of inspiration, UT located the Center for Students in Recovery inside the luxurious athletic facilities attached to the football stadium. There are martial arts and dance studios, fencing, squash, and steam rooms. It also means the students in recovery are rubbing shoulders with UT's many student athletes, another group that has priorities besides partying. The scholarship athletes and the recovering addicts make for an interesting mix. 23-year-old Lizette Smith is a member of the latter group.
I do believe that it's genetic, and so my mother is an alcoholic. Alcoholism and addiction runs through my family.
Smith was born of a well-to-do family in a small town in Alabama. Her parents were largely absent, busy with their own lives and their own demons. By 14, she was abusing Adderall, and as she grew older, her repertoire included illegal drugs and alcohol. But if you imagine her slack-jawed and slovenly, imagine again. Lizette Smith was everybody's darling. Smart, popular, good grades, even had a job. But a hopeless addict.
I had a special pill for everything, right? A pill to wake up in the morning, a pill to relax. I had a pill to fall asleep. I had a pill that would make me feel numb. And that's how I lived my life.
Growing up, Smith was physically and sexually abused, but she never told.
I was also raised in a society where if the outside looked good, then everything was okay.
But the facade collapsed Smith's senior year at Texas A&M. One night, seriously intoxicated, she was raped. The perpetrator was caught and arrested. Smith, devastated, left College Station and went to rehab. When Smith finished, she enrolled at the University of Texas and became a regular at the Center for Students in Recovery.
What it really gave me was an environment where it was safe to socialize. And it also provided me a lot of outlets, gave me opportunities to volunteer and meet new people, and it really built my self-esteem.
UT Center is largely run by the addicted students themselves. They mentor each other, socialize together, and watch for signs of relapse. There is an emphasis on service. They speak in high schools, in drug treatment facilities. Those with the worst addictions even give seminars to emergency room doctors in area hospitals. During the fall, they bend their backs and help clean up Memorial Stadium after football games. If one of them falls off the wagon, that doesn't mean they're kicked out of the program, only that they've had a relapse. It happens. Some make it back, some don't. There is nothing easy about staying drug and alcohol free at an American university.
There is, in many ways, a ritualistic, pro-drug, rite of passage culture that exists.
Ivana Grahovic is the director of Transforming Youth Recovery in Del Mar, California, which is aggressively promoting the spread of student recovery programs around the country. Grahovic says out of 4,500 colleges and universities nationally, 135 have recovery programs. It may not sound like much, but a decade ago there were only 10. 2 years ago, there were just 35 college programs. That's a threefold increase since 2012.
The curtain of shame is starting to lift, and we are seeing a movement of people in recovery stepping forward and giving a face and a voice to the experience of being a person who is recovering from an addiction.
UT student Zach Edgerton is part of that face. Edgerton is from Dallas and became addicted to drugs and alcohol in high school. The summer before he was to start college in California on scholarship, he was pulled over for drunk driving. In addition to being severely intoxicated, he and his buddies had cleverly decided to ride around with copious amounts of illegal drugs in their possession. But UT has changed his life, and Edgerton is part of that vanguard of students who are willing to stand up and say to the world, I'm a recovering addict and a fun and interesting guy.
Most kids go through college trying to balance like their party life and their school life. You know, I still have a lot of fun and I do a lot of socializing, but I haven't shown up to a class hungover since I got sober.
Around the country, university and college presidents watch with dismay the catastrophic consequences of drug and alcohol abuse in their student bodies. Putting a meaningful brake on the carnage has so far proved beyond them. But extending a helping hand to those students who've gone through hell and are trying to come out the other side, that's a small thing they can do. It's why the numbers have increased so dramatically lately. Also, the results can tear your heart in two.
The friends that I've made here and the support group that I've kind of surrounded myself with, to watch them graduate and go on into their professions and really build lives for themselves, it's awe-inspiring. Some of them are doctors and lawyers already, petroleum engineers, influential people in society today.
And so the students gently and not so gently usher one another into a new world, a world free of intoxicants where the love of learning, of life, of each other is judged to be enough. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.